today I'm going to do a lot of speaking. You are. Yeah, you just thought you got to sit down and do nothing. I'm going to get you to do some things for me this morning. I just wanted to start. I was thinking about rocks and, you know, and I looked up some amazing pictures and I couldn't put together a PowerPoint of all these. I just looked up New Zealand and Australia. Between New Zealand and Australia, there's some pretty awesome rock structures. I know that. Let me finish, Julie. And I know that we have an expert in them, so I'm going to be very careful about what I say. But you know, God designed an amazing world, did he not? You know, I've been through a lot of Australia and quite a bit of New Zealand and seen some pretty amazing places. And a lot of that's to do with rock formation. Before Uluru became Uluru, when it was still Ayers Rock, and you were allowed to climb Ayers Rock. I don't have the ability because I've done that, but I know that I've climbed to the top of Ayers Rock, and even though it looks flat, it's quite surprisingly. It was a challenge for me because I'm not really good with heights. And the first part getting up onto it was the hardest because it was very steep. Once you're up there, it was quite good to be able to look around and see all the amazing, you know, when you're up high and you can look at it and just see all the view is just incredible, which God has, of course, all the time, the 360 view. Then I began to think about the rock formations and just different types of things that make up the world. And then I began to think about, I thought they were Teutonic plates, but they're tectonic plates, which are what caused, I think, earthquakes and volcanic eruptions. I'm kind of looking at you because I'm just going to give another bit of paper. And, you know, God was kind of amazing when he made the world, because the earth is made up of many of these plates that kind of just sit together, generally speaking, comfortably. But again and again, through the heat that's inside the core of the earth, heats up. I'm making sure I'm saying things right. Comes molten rock and what they call the mantle layer, and it causes movement, which is what causes the other things. We're kind of sitting in a fairly simplistic way. And of course, there are all sorts of different sizes of these plates that come together, but the largest one are in the Pacific Antarctic area. It's roughly about 12, but they say seven of these major ones cover 94% of the Earth's surface. For those people who like facts and figures, this is particularly for you, because I'm not very comfortable with this part. I'm going to read the notes. So when there's movement in these plates, they begin to divide or meet. There's different types. There's convergent, there's divergent, and there's transforming rocks within the plates. The convergent ones, of course, come together. The divergent ones pull apart, and then the transforming ones kind of sideways. Each other. But these can cause earthquakes. And so it's important to know that the rocks that are around you are steady. And the thing God wanted me to talk about today is that God is our rock. And he's not like this tectonic place. There's no movement in God. And this is causing it, of course. So he sometimes allows our life to be a bit like those two plates that can have some movement in them, because he wants to test our hearts, to make sure that our heart is fully for him. And you shared this morning, I thought, wow, this is my message. How you had to trust God. And that's what it is at the end of the day. It's all about trusting God with the outcome. I myself have been through a challenging week this week. I know that I've already shared some personal things with Katie and I, and something for me professionally. I know I share that I've been going through a process to become a lead teacher. Well, this last week was the week when we meant to let us know if we passed the first stage. Well, by Friday, we had heard nothing. Previous to that, our school, they were doing it. None of us heard anything, and we were all kind of thinking, no, those butterflies, we just don't know what's going on. And yet, I knew that through the whole process, God has told me to trust him, that he was in control of it. Whether I succeed in it really is irrelevant. It's all about the fact that I'm walking the walk to learn to trust him more. Well, unbeknown to me, our deputy, or my boss at school, had rung twice to find out what was going on in our behalf. But you could see that we were all very uncomfortable about it. And by 3 o'clock, we still had to do nothing. But we found out that there was one person that needed to sign off on something, and that's why we hadn't heard. And unfortunately, that person's phone was on silent, obviously, and they were checking their emails. At about 7 o'clock, when I was at home, I just thought to have a look at my phone, and near at 5:01, I had missed a call from the person who was going to tell me the answer. So imagine that. And I would have been still at school, believe me. I just didn't get my phone ringing for some reason. Just didn't get. So God, you know, God wanted me to wait. He wanted me to know that he's in charge. Whatever the outcome, irrespective of the reflection on me at all, it's just that part of that process that he's led me on. And I've had to be reminded that he indeed is my rock. And when everything else was like an earthquake around me, maybe inside me, because I'm not understanding what's going on, and that he is the one that I can lean on. I'd like to play a song now, Ashley, if you don't mind. It's called Mind. This is the thing that's kind of confirmed to me what God was saying to me. I'll just read out the words. It's by a lady by the name of Christy Knox, who used to be part of Sons and Daughters, if you know that group, now doing her own things. You're the Lord Almighty, your every word is sure, and in your love unfailing, I'm safe when oceans roar. Yes, I'm safe when oceans roar. Because you're my anchor forever, my shelter within the storm. You're my deliverer, you never falter. Yes, you're the rock I stand on. Here within the struggle and every crashing wave, you are more than able, and your hand is strong to save. Yes, I know your hand is strong to save. Yes, you're the rock we're standing on. I hold on to you, and you hold on to me. And I just, as we listen to this, just close your eyes if you want to, or just let God minister to you that he indeed is that rock, that anchor.
Other way. Jesus, I belong to you.
By those words, because I know we're all at different places in our walk with God. We're all going through different experiences, but I felt today it was to be a day of encouragement. God wanted to encourage us today of who He is, and that's that rock. So what we're going to do now is Katie's going to come around and she's going to give each person a piece of paper. Just wait a minute, Katie, I'll give the instruction first. And what I'm going to get you to do is just individually put your piece of paper and have a little think about what Scripture is saying, what it's telling you, firstly, about Jesus or God, and secondly, what it's telling you about you, and thirdly, what you're going to do about it. So, Jesus, you, and what you're going to do as a result of reading Scripture. And then we'll spend a little time reflecting individually, but then we're going to join with those around the table, and to share that. And if anyone would like to share from that sharing with the whole group, we're going to have a little bit of time to share that as well. And then we've got one more thing to do before we have our worship time. Okay? Does everyone understand what I wanted to do? I'm being a teacher now. Are you sure everyone's got it? Does anyone need to come down the front? We have a system at school. You know, thumbs up if you've got it. Thumbs up to the side if you've kind of got it. Thumbs down if you have it at all, you know. It's like really easy to look at and know what to do. Do you want to put those down? Quick. Oh, no, one to each person, okay? One to each person. Is that? No. Each person, not a table. Yeah, one to everyone. This is enough for everyone. More than enough. Lucky at it. So if you just take time a little bit yourself, give you about 5 minutes to a few minutes. you know, share just at your little tables there, or we can join with another, if it's just a couple of you might want to choose to just join with a couple of other people. Make the group a bit smaller. I don't mind if you want to do it. Just share together. We'll take another 5 minutes to do that. I don't know what to do. We would love to come and share. Anyone noticed, but one thing I was quite surprised about is that most of these scriptures are actually Old Testament scriptures, and that's something you might want to ponder on. Why is God a rock in the Old Testament, but he's not really the rock in the New Testament? I mean, I have my own ideas about that, but that's something you could consider as well. No one want to come and share what God's saying? Yes, Julie, you're quite young too. Doesn't matter. Just take one break and then everyone will follow. Should everyone want to?
Psalm 28, verse 8. The Lord is their strength, and he is a saving defence to his anointed. And praise God, he is our defence against the enemy, against Satan, and a defence to his anointed. And we're all anointed because we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, we read, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. So there's a lot that we can learn about God, about the Lord, and about our soul. What are we going to do about it? When the first Friday and Saturday I was sort of going to pieces in a bit of a panic, just thinking, I'm morning tea and I'm doing communion, I don't know what I'm going to say, we're looking after the family, and it's just normal for me. And then I remember the scripture that we looked at in our small group on the first Sunday, which was Psalm 46. God is my refuge and strength, a very present in times of trouble. And I thought, right, God is present with me, I can do all these things as God. And when we're on the weak, you make us strong.
Amen. Anyone else like to share something? Nope, okay, we'll move on. I want to push that. The last thing I'm going to get you to do is the stones are on there for purpose. I don't know if you've read in the Old Testament, he talked a lot about memorial stones and God the Israelites to build a little tower of stones, but I don't usually do that. But I have my own collection of stones where each year God speaks to me in a word. And I want you to think about when you pondered the word rock, what aspect of God's character was he speaking to you about? And I want you to write it on your stone and take it. That can remind you. So like this. Text is at the front here, different colour of the text is. You want to come and choose one? Permanent Texas, not case Dublin's. Yeah, plenty here, come and help yourself, different colours. And write on North Stone the word. Might have to probably share them around. I don't know if there's enough for a table. Really interesting how God always seems to put service together, because I was thinking, I really quite like to do the worship last, because we spent this time upon considering who God was. And then Lord came up and said, most of the songs are today worship songs. And I said, yes, this. So and then we're going to go into a time of worship, and let's just take what we've learned this morning and bring that for the Lord and worship him, maybe in a new way that we haven't before. And the praises we would offer to him.